It's time for the Los Angeles Kings postgame show.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime. Good times, all the time.
Cipolli to the net, shoots, score!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And we're back here at Pepsi Center in Denver, Colorado. The Kings throttled the Avalanche by a score of 7-1 tonight. The story of the game, Andrei Kopitar with a four-goal game. Kopitar now with 33 goals on the season. Tobias Reeder had two goals, and Jake Muzzin with one as well. We take a look at the three stars as selected by the local media. Drew Doughty is the third star. He did a wonderful job defending, tying up the big line of McKinnon, Landeskog, and Rantanen. After Rantanen scored early in the game, Doughty was a plus four, played almost 24 minutes. Drew Doughty with an assist and plus four rating, star number three. Tobias Reeder had a couple of goals. He had one goal early in the second period, another one midway through the third period. Reeder with a total of five shots in the game. Tobias Reeder is star number two. And Andrei Kopitar with the four-goal game, seven shots on goal for the Kings captain. He was a plus three. Again, the 13th King to score four goals in a game, the first to do it in almost 25 years. You have to go back to 1993 when Luc Robitaille did it in Quebec. So Andrei Kopitar, star number one, with four goals. Tobias Reeder, star number two, with a pair of goals. Drew Doughty, all-around strong game, strong defensively, star number three. 7-1, the Kings win it. We'll take a break, and we'll have the highlights when we come back. Kings hockey. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Hall of Fame broadcaster Nick Nixon talks here. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Postgame show continues. The Kings win at 7-1. Colorado started the scoring tonight early on their big line at 3:33. Mikko Rantanen, his 27th of the year, from Landeskog and McKinnon. That made it 1-0 for Rantanen. Now an 8-game point streak for McKinnon, a 15-game point scoring streak. The Avs came out. They had some good looks early, had about three or four quality chances, and scored first. But after that, it was all Kings, and led by the Kopitar-Brown-Iafallo line here tonight. The first of seven goals for the Kings came at 4:28 of the first period. Dustin Brown to the right wing boards on a shoot-in. Again, Kopitar, Brown, and Iafallo together again tonight. In on the forecheck, Kings force a turnover. Scored! Andrei Kopitar! A great job by the Kings getting in on the forecheck. Dustin Brown, he bumped Zadorov off the puck behind the net, fed Kopitar in front, and Kopitar put it in past Varlamov. So the Kings come right back, and the game is tied at one.
Yeah, they tie it up about a minute, just under a minute after Rantanen scored. For Kopitar, his 30th goal. Brown, who forced the turnover, the lone assist, the goal at 4:28. Then at 7:54, off a faceoff, the Kings took the lead.
Off the draw, shot, score! Jake Muzzin, right off the clean faceoff win by the Kings. It looked like it might have been deflected in front, but Jake Muzzin let the shot go. The draw won by Thompson. Muzzin moved into the middle, took the shot. Kempe was there. I don't know if it hit him. If it's not Kempe's goal, it will be Muzzin's, and the Kings have a lead. They are up 2-1.
And actually, the Muzzin shot goes in off Barry, the Colorado defenseman. Muzzin, the goal, his seventh. From Toffoli and Thompson. Thompson won the draw, and it was tipped out to Muzzin by Toffoli. That's why Toffoli got an assist. That goal at 7:54 of the first period made it 2-1. And as it turned out, that was the game winner. First penalty of the game, late in the first period, Zadorov for hooking at 19:14, and the Kings' power play went to work. Doughty is on it for Kopitar outside the right circle. Kopitar swings it back to Doughty. Across to Muzzin, left side, down to the circle, cross ice to Kopitar, shot, pass, block, back to Kopitar, who scores? Andrei Kopitar,
His first attempt was a shot pass for either Carter or Brown. That was broken up, but it came right back to the right circle to Kopitar, and he buried it. And the Kings, with a late power play goal here in the first period, are up 3-1.
And for Andre, his second goal of the game, 31st of the season from Brown and Muzzin at 19:44, and that was the score at the end of 20 minutes. 3-1 Kings. Well, we were getting settled in for the second period, and 47 seconds into period two, the Kings would score again. On right wing, Johnson to the Kings line, to the right circle, the defenseman threw it towards the net, steered behind the net by Quick, cleared around the wall and out to center by Doughty, down the ice, pass the defender, here's a break, Reeder in on goal, shoots, scores! Tobias Reeder chases down the loose puck on right wing at the Colorado line. He moved in and beat Varlamov on the stick side. 47 seconds into the second period here in Denver, and the Kings are now up 4-1. Second goal is a King in 13 games for Reeder. Doughty and Quick with the assist. That made it 4-1. And then midway through the second period, it was Andre Kopitar for a third time tonight. Thompson in the zone to Kopitar. Kopitar to the net. Shoots and scores! Hat-trick goal for Andre Kopitar. The Avs had cleared the puck. Andre Kopitar was set up inside the blue line. Moved right to the net. Shifted to his backhand and put it up. Put it in up high on Varlamov. Hat-trick goal for Andre Kopitar. And a lot of Kings fans here tonight are throwing caps on the ice here at Pepsi Center. Three goals tonight for Andre Kopitar, and the Kings are up 5-1. And for Kopitar's fourth career hat trick, Thompson, who set him up nicely with an assist, and Forbert as well, the goal at 12:27. That made it 5-1, and that was it for starting goalie Varlamov. He was pulled, and ex-King Jonathan Bernier came in. Bernier's first game after missing some games with a head injury, and Bernier shut down the Kings the rest of the second period. Into period number three, and as it turned out, Mr. Kopitar wasn't finished, because at 3:28, he tied a long-standing franchise record. Moving down low, McKinnon, he's tied up by Kopitar, who fell down. Puck worked free. Avs get it left side to Barry. Barry a shot. Blocked. Puck out to Barry again. Moves in the middle. Hands it off. It's picked off. Here's a break. Kopitar up the right wing into the zone to the net. Shoots. Scores! Andre Kopitar. His fourth goal of the game. He moved up the right wing into the zone to the right circle and beat Bernier. Andre Kopitar becoming the first King to get four goals in a game since Luke Robitaille did it almost 25 years ago. Kopitar, the 13th Kings player in franchise history to have a four-goal game. Nobody's had more than four in a game for the Kings. What a night for Andre Kopitar. His fourth goal, and the Kings are up 6-1. And an unassisted goal at that, 18th time in club history. A couple of players have obviously done it more than once. 18 times now in club history, a four-goal game. And again, the 13th different King to do it. That made it 6-1. And then at 9:31, the second star of the game, Tobias Reeder, closed out the scoring. Picked up by Follin for Carter left wing. Into the zone, a pass to the net, a shot. Score! Tobias Reeder, set up by Jeff Carter. Reeder got behind the defense up the middle of the ice. Carter moved in on left wing and put it right on his tape. Tobias Reeder with his second goal. 7-1 Kings. Yeah, seven goals, a season high for the Kings. Reeder closing out the scoring at 9:31 of the third from Carter and Follin. We'll take a break. We'll look at the final numbers and the scoreboard, update the standings. When we come back, Kings Hockey. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Back here in Denver, 7-1, the Kings over the Avalanche. The Kings 2-0-1 on this road trip. Again, a four-goal game for Andrei Kopitar to tie a franchise record. Right now, let's pause for station identification on the Kings Radio Network.
DeBolling in the zone, shoots, scores!
The home of Kings Hockey.
KABC, Los Angeles,
Orange County,
a Cumulus station.
And time right now for our Nestle Crunch hits of the game. Nestle Crunch anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. Young defenseman Nikita Zadorov of Colorado. The Avalanche as a team had 29 hits tonight. Zadorov, get this, had 15 of them. 15 hits for Zadorov, the big defenseman for Colorado. He gets our Nestle Crunch hits of the game. Nestle Crunch anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. The pest of the game brought to you by Stanley Pest Control. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. How about Andrei Kopitar? You think he was a pest to the Avalanche here tonight? 2 goals in the first period, a goal in the second period, a goal in the third period. Yeah, Andrei now with 33 goals on the season. He is our Stanley Pest Control pest of the game. Final numbers. Kings 35 shots, Colorado 30. Quick, the win, is 30th. Jonathan Quick winning 30 games for the sixth time in his splendid career. His record 30-26-2. The loser, the starter, Varlamov, he is 22-15-6. On the road, the Kings improved to 22-13-4. They have points in their last 8 road games, 6-0-2. On home ice, Colorado falls to 25-10-2. All right, around the NHL, end of 2 periods in San Jose. Vegas and San Jose are tied at 1. Right now, the Kings are to within 2 points of San Jose for second place, pending the outcome of that game. Finals, Carolina over Arizona, 6-5. Columbus won their 10th straight, 4-0 at home over Florida. Philadelphia beat the Rangers 4-3 in Philadelphia. Tampa Bay 7, the Islanders 6. All of those goals scored in Brooklyn. Edmonton and Ottawa, they beat the Senators 6-2. Washington shut out Detroit 1-0 at Little Caesars Arena. Philip Grubauer, a shutout for the Caps tonight. Auston Matthews back in the lineup for Toronto. He had a goal. Toronto wins in Nashville 5-2. Vancouver wins in Chicago 5-2 as well. Edler, 2 goals for Vancouver, and 7-1 the Kings over Colorado here tonight. So again, in the battle for second and third in the Pacific, San Jose 91 points, their game still underway. Kings 89, Anaheim 88, now the Ducks have a game in hand on the Kings. More importantly, the Kings, some separation between themselves and the closest teams out of the playoffs right now in the West, St. Louis and Dallas. Kings are 4 up on the Blues and 5 up on the Dallas Stars. The Blues do have 2 games in hand on the Kings, and Dallas has 1 game in hand on the Kings. Big night for Andrei Kopitar again, the Kings captain, a 4-goal game. He becomes the first King to get 4 goals in a game since Luc Robitaille, December of 1993 in Quebec. He becomes the 13th King to accomplish the feat. It's now been done 18 times in club history. I want to thank our network producers, Michael Stark and Andre Padilla, on-site producer Jesse Trujillo, and next up to wrap up the road trip Saturday in Edmonton with the Oilers at 7 o'clock, our coverage 6:30 with the pregame, 7 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the network, TV, Fox Sports West at 7 o'clock. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon, so long, good night from Pepsi Center. Big win for the Kings. Kings 7 and Colorado 1. So long, everybody.